Happy February. This is Jan Brett, and this is my February Hedgegram. Every month, I mark the first day by gathering my thoughts about what I'm accomplishing as a children's author and illustrator, and what's next. I put in an exclamation point because I am full of a lot of bottled up energy about Cinders, the book I'm just finishing, and the coming year's book project. I have 1.5 double page spreads to finish on Cinders, plus all the corrections and continuity fixes. I work from a dummy that I make early on in my book building process. It's in sketch form, and I leave many details for when I work on the final paintings. For example, every book has a subtle color palette. In this book, I have 3 elements of color that I knew were going to be influential. One is the white blue of the ice and snow. It would be in all the outside scenes, the borders, and the interiors of the ice palace. Then there is Cinder's dress. I wanted her to be light, innocent, and bride-like. She would be competing with all the other chickens in their colorful Russian finery, and I wanted her to stand out. I created a dress befitting a princess in white and pink. Then there is the orange pumpkin. Orange is a more fiery southern color, and when I saw white pumpkins at Halloween, I thought maybe a white pumpkin would be an option. However, it didn't ring true when I painted the pumpkin. As a child, the part of the Cinderella story I liked best was the transformation of the mice, pumpkin, and rat to coach, footman, and coachman. I was especially pleased to think that she could ride in a sleigh because the book was set in Russian winter. Since I wanted a connection between the sleigh and pumpkin, I knew would have to carry the same colors, especially orange. In St. Petersburg, I was lucky enough to see some old Russian sleighs in the Museum of Ethnography. So my 3 colors are white, blue, pink, and orange. 2 other colors played minor roles, the dark blue-black of the night sky and the soft yellow of the hay in the chicken house. When the book is about half completed, we, my editor, art director, and designer, Margaret, Cecilia, and Marika, start thinking about the jacket design, probably the most important image in the book. That is when some of the colors that tell the story can be used, and they will add personality to the book. I think of myself as an illustrator before being an author, or more accurately, I tell my story in pictures. You can see how colors are like characters and how I can shape characters by using colors. Prince Cockerel, being royal, wears purple, and I made sure he was the only character that does, except Cinders on the very last page, because then she's a princess. At least I hope they got married. Maybe Cinderella's wedding would be the subject for another book. Thank you, everyone, for entering the contest on my website for a school visit. I will never forget the wonderful people in Windsor, Newfoundland, where I visited last spring. Next time I go, I would like to drive and go on the ferry so I can stop and see things and go out whale and bird watching. There is one moose for every 4 people in Newfoundland, so I would hope to see a moose as well. Windsor is not a large town, so don't get discouraged about this year's contest if your community is not large. The website tabulates how many likes they have put on the Facebook page. My husband Joe is working on a video that will show how to draw Cinders and some of the scenes we saw in Russia and how they will be transformed in my studio to become part of a chicken fairy tale. I will also have Cinders, real name Eddie, Prince Cockerel, Elof, and a few other of my poultry stars and starlets to show you. My friend Janet, who raises silkies, is going to let me have a pair of her beautiful whites. The video should be up by April. Happy creating, your friend, Jan Brett.